Michael Gilberg is a special education attorney with a special skill. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche has this profile of a man on the autism spectrum who's trying to make sure kids with disabilities don't go through what he did.
When he was young, Michael Gilberg knew how to make a point.
My mother always said when I was 8 I'd make a good attorney because I was good at arguing.
He also obsessed over 3 things.
I had obsessions with dinosaurs, the New York City subway, which I don't take anymore. I'd rather drive in the city at this point, and the U.S. presidents.
Obsessive behavior, or the ability to hyper-focus on one thing for a long time, is a common trait of people on the autism spectrum.
The question is whether it's something productive that you're obsessive about. You know, fortunately for me, I've become obsessive about disability law and policy, which is a productive area.
He was able to combine his obsession with disability law with his ability to argue to become a special education attorney. A few months ago, Darien resident Jamie Zionic hired Gilberg after she learned that her son, who has autism, might have been abused at school.
I think that's something that a parent can never be prepared for, how to handle finding out that a teacher, you know, may have harmed your child. But Michael was very calm and very, you know, he made a plan and, you know, he followed up on each step of it. And, you know, some of it we're still working on.
She says she hired him because he might have a better sense of what her son went through.
I think he understands some of the struggles from the start that my son faces.
Gilberg practices in Connecticut and New York. His slogan touches on that idea. He says he's, quote, an advocate for children with disabilities who walked in their shoes.
I remember being very isolated, being bullied in school. I remember reading alone in a corner. I always felt a little isolated, like I just didn't belong.
Back in the 80s, when Gilberg was in elementary school, our understanding of autism was pretty limited. It wasn't understood as the spectrum disorder we know today. Instead, autism was defined pretty narrowly. It usually evoked images of a nonverbal child who did random and strange things.
The supposed experts, as I said, really didn't understand what was going on.
These experts labeled him all sorts of things: hyperactive, soft neurological function. He was placed in special education classes, but he says he was never challenged. After 3rd grade, Gilberg was sent to a specialized school. Expectations for him were low. In 6th grade, his social worker told his mom that he'd never graduate high school. He didn't make a friend until he was in middle school. But then, the day before his friend's 16th birthday, his only companion committed suicide.
It kind of pushed me to the direction I'm in now. And I didn't realize until a few years ago that the effect it had on me, that it had this deep effect on me to make me a it was part of my motivation for being a special ed attorney.
2 years after his friend's death, he was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. Doctors don't use that diagnosis anymore. Instead, Gilberg's considered on the high-functioning end of the autism spectrum. Not long after his diagnosis, his life started to come into focus. He defied his social worker's prediction and graduated high school. He went to college, he got a degree, then he went to law school. And that's when things really started to come together.
I still have some very good friends from law school, and I think as you get older, you get more socially adept, and people become more mature. They're less cliquish. Although they are cliquish, I think people are more tolerant and understanding. And I think as time has gone on, people are more understanding that everybody's got their eccentricities, and everybody has their little quirks and things. There's no such thing as normal, as I always say.
The biggest struggle in his job is trying to get school officials to be empathetic, to see his clients as valuable people and not burdens. He hopes that his success helps show that. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.